If you're between the ages of 45 and 75, your doctor would probably tell you to get a colonoscopy every decade. This routine screening significantly slashes the risk of dying from colorectal cancer. And in most cases, it should not cost you a dime, according to federal rules. But some patients find themselves slammed with large bills that can haunt them for years. Side Effects Public Media's Farah Yousry reports on how that happened to one woman.
I met Karen Campbell over coffee. She is a very early riser. She had just turned 46 and is pretty health conscious. So when her doctor said she's due for a colonoscopy, she booked an appointment.
And I'm lying, you know, in the bed, and they're like counting down from 10. Next thing you know, you're knocked out, you wake up, and you're like, oh, wow, that's it?
Campbell's colonoscopy at Eskenazi Health in Indianapolis went perfectly. The doctor said everything was clear. She thought the most uncomfortable part was over.
And a few months later, I get a bill from the hospital.
Campbell is in a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas private insurance plan through her employer. The hospital billed her insurance, and the insurance left Campbell on the hook for around $800. She knew that doesn't make sense because the Affordable Care Act says patients should not pay anything for preventative screenings like mammograms and colonoscopies.
We want to encourage people to take advantage of evidence-based preventive services to detect diseases like cancer early.
That's Anna Howard with the American Cancer Society's Action Network.
One way that you want to encourage people to take advantage of preventive services is you want to remove as many barriers as possible.
But barriers are all that Campbell's been facing since she had the colonoscopy. She spent a year and a half fighting this medical bill. It's become part of Campbell's morning routine to drink her coffee and make calls like this one to the hospital's patient advocacy department.
She said, I'm currently out of the office. Please do not leave a message because it won't be returned in a timely manner.
It's been a lot of finger pointing between the hospital and the insurance company. She shows me her hospital bill. It has one big charge that insurance did not cover in full. It's for a recovery room, where staff kept an eye on her breathing and heart as she woke up from anesthesia. The hospital told me they bill for that every time with a screening colonoscopy, and insurance pays it. It's the first time they run into an issue. Here's where it gets dicey. According to federal law, it's the responsibility of the insurance company, not the healthcare provider, to guarantee that preventative care is totally free for the patient. This loophole gives hospitals like Eskenazi a chance to tack on some charges and let insurance decide whether to cover the costs or pass it on to the patient. Here's Sabrina Corlett with the Center for Health Insurance Reform at Georgetown University.
Unless either the state or the federal regulator explicitly says, you cannot do this very specific thing, the plans or the providers will try to get away with the maximum they can get away with. And unfortunately, the patient is caught in the middle.
It's like a game of whack-a-mole, Corlett says. If it's not a recovery room expense, it could be a charge for, say, surgical trays. Karen Campbell stood her ground.
No, I have not paid the bill, so they sent the bill to collections.
Debt collectors would call and text her every day. That's when she reached out to me. Less than 48 hours after I contacted the hospital about Campbell's case, a director there called her.
On your account, I did put in a formal request for an appeal.
A week later, poof, her balance was zero. Insurance covered it all. Blue Cross Blue Shield told Campbell that they had a processing error in the claim and they finally fixed it. They declined to discuss Campbell's case with me even after I sent them a written authorization from her.
It does worry me a little bit for the future. My husband is due for a colonoscopy, and because of this, he doesn't want to get one done.
Now, doctors and advocates advise people to dispute medical charges if they think there is a problem. But more importantly, to never put off preventative care for fear of medical bills. They say prevention can save you a ton of money and potentially terrible health problems like a cancer diagnosis that comes too late. I'm Farah Yousry, Side Effects Public Media.
If you've struggled with medical bills that you think are not accurate, reach out to our journalists at WFYI and Side Effects Public Media. They cover stories of how the healthcare system may not work for everyone.